This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The qualifying offer in baseball, I think the only time it's worked in the Orioles' favor was what, Matt Wieters? He may have signed the qualifying offer for the Baltimore Orioles. But for the most part, it does not really, you know, why do it?
Why would you?
I mean, if you're a Major League Baseball player and you know you're a top-notch free agent, why would you do it? Now, Martinez did accept the qualifying offer, but I don't think, Nick Martinez, I don't think he's really going to get a $50 million offer out there. Willie Adames turned it down. Pete Alonso turned it down. Alex Bregman, goes to Corbin Burns. We know about that, along with Santander, Max Fried. These guys turned it down. I don't blame them because I'm going to get a deal better than this. So why do it? Now, is it just formality? I think it's more than formality, Ed, because it offers an opportunity for a team like the Orioles to get a draft pick in exchange for losing guys will be key free agents.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But I do not see guys sign those things ever. And again, to your point, like, why would you? I mean, why would you? Unless there was some compelling reason for you, you know, to do so. I don't want to test the waters and see what's going on. Even with, you know, with Tony, it's like, you know, obviously we all want him here. However, like, if he ends up going to the Yankees, I mean, none of us are going to be happy. He might be.
He's going to get more than, what's it, $21.05 million is the offer. You're going to get more than that. Nick Martinez, I don't think, is going to get more than $21 million next year, Joe. So why not take the $21 million of the qualifying offer, get you one more show year? I think the same thing at the time. It may have been about $17 million back when Wieters signed with the Orioles.
It was 15.3. Yeah, that was 2015.
So at that time, I don't think Matt Wieters coming off that year. That was the year where he had off of Tommy John surgery, right?
Yeah, he had Tommy John surgery in 2014, then came back in 15 and only played 75 games.
So why wouldn't you take the qualifying flight offer?
It also helps the player because you can only be given a qualifying offer once in your career. So then in the future, that helps you. Like Blake Snell. Yeah, Snell, that's why he has the opportunity he has this year to make a lot of money because he can't be extended a qualifying offer.
I think the qualifying offer in baseball is better than the franchise in football.
Well, it is, because you can be a franchise more than once.
Not only that, but when you're a franchise, you can't fight against it, really.
Yeah, right, yes.
Qualifying offer, you can't turn down a franchise.
No, you can't. You can't.
I'm franchised. Okay, well, you know, I'm stuck unless my
they have
my
franchise you next year, too. How about that?
Exactly. Yeah. In baseball, we're offering you a guarantee this year, $21 million plus is what we're offering you. You can turn it down or not, and if you turn it down, I'll get a free agent. Or I get a draft pick if you sign a contract worth more than $50 million. That works for everybody.
Yeah.
I hope they never mess with that system. Why would you, just like you said, Ed, why would you sign? You would sign if you're Nick Martinez. If you're a guy that knows you're not, or you doubt or suspect that you won't get that kind of deal. in free agency. So what you do is, let me stay here for one more year. Mm-hmm. Maybe I play my way into that. But right now, I'm not worth that. Right now, I'm 33 years old, 34, be 34. I haven't made that kind of money in baseball as it stands. I made a grand total of $12 million. I'm sorry, of $32 million in baseball.
Right.
That's how much I made. This past year, 2024, I made $14 million. Why not take that?
Well, why not? That's right. Why wouldn't he take it?
And he was smart because I think there was a mutual option, a player option, on his deal for 2025 of $12 million. Mm. He opted out, became a free agent. Then they gave him a qualifying offer. Now he's going to make $21 million. Cha-ching!
Yeah, that's quite the difference.
He gained $9 million.
Yeah.
So for him, I get it. For Santander, who's going to be one of the top free agents in all of baseball, you could argue that who's the top pitching free agent? Is that Corbin Burns, you think?
I would think so.
Well, why am I signing for $21 million? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I hope baseball never messes with that. Stay the course. It works for some. In some cases, it works for the players, Nick Martinez. In other cases, it works for the organization. You know, good and well, if you give Mike Elias, Sigma Dell, E. Rosemont, you give them two more draft picks, they're going to flip it. You know it. That's just because that's how they're made. That's how they're wired. What's up, Joe?
It'd be picks 33 and 34.
Come on, man.
And that's in between the first and second round, so it's not like in the NFL where it just rolls right over. You've got, it's like a round in between.
You know what those two. You know what they did with those picks before?
They've definitely had some success.
His name is Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
His name is Gunnar Henderson. Yeah, yeah, come on, man. You're giving them two picks in between the first and second round extra. It worked. Though, who knows? Those guys may end up being Hall of Famers one day. Along with the guy.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you just lost. Let's go to Rosedale. Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. How will the Orioles' new ownership influence their offseason moves? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Ed, you know all about that upper management stuff. You know the team hasn't spent a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You can read the room, too. Based on what you're reading with this new ownership, how do you think they will influence what the Orioles do in the offseason?
I think they're going to spend more money than we used to. And that's the impression I got talking when Elias came on, was it last week? He didn't say that.
But
he kind of said that. So I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with the new owner and how it influences what they do this offseason. So I haven't given up on, you know, Burns and Santander. They may not stay here. I mean, the odds are likely they'll go. I guess everybody assumes Soto's gone from the Yankees. Seems like that's the way it goes. You just lose guys. But I haven't given up on keeping one of them. So we'll see. And I think they're going to pick up some, you know, front of rotation pitching. I think there's going to be some moves.
As you age, you look at the world differently. Your sense of urgency changes. When you have an owner that says, I'm 70 plus years old, I didn't get into this for the long haul, I want to win now. How do you view that?
I view he's going to spend some money is how I view that. I get it. You know, it's like, I hate to be morbid, but what he's saying is, I don't have that many more years on this earth. There's certainly that many good ones.
I guess that's what I'm asking. Translate that for us.
Yeah, and see, I don't have that many good years here. And, you know, I get it. You know, you hit a certain age, and I'm obviously younger than him, but I still think, well, what do I have, like 20-something, 20 good years left? Like, not a lot. So you start making different plans.
Yeah.
You start thinking different ways. Do I want to keep doing this? Do I want to do that? Do I want to, you know, move to an easier state to live in? It's a lot of it. In his case, I bought this team. I don't need the money, so I'd like to bring them a World Series. That's what I mean, why? Think about it. The guy is stupid rich, and so is Cohen from the Mets. I think Cohen's the richest manager in baseball, a manager, owner. Do you think they're doing this to make money? I don't think so. I think Shoddy's a fan. the fans of the teams they own now. So, I mean, I think they want to win.
Some guys get disposable income. They buy boats. Some buy teams.
Yes, right. I buy shirts because that's what I got. That's all I can afford. But I can't buy a team or a boat.
But I'm with you
I get it.
On the age. You know, I think about that. I'm 53 years old. What am I going to do for the next 53 years?
Yeah. You want to be like Woody Allen. He said, I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve immortality by not dying.
Let's go to Kevin in Kingsville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Funny you guys say that, because I had a buddy of mine. He passed away, and he used to always say, hey, man, my runway ain't getting no longer. You know?
So, yeah,
I like that.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know, you know, from the stand. One, I do like the qualifying offer compared to the tag in football, because you give guys an example. You give guys a better chance to hit free agency, make a big payday, because their window's not that long.
And so, think about this. You give guys who may not make a lot of money again, and Nick Martinez, a chance to almost double his salary.
Exactly. And real quick, I don't know if this is possible with, you know, what y'all were saying about his age, you know, Rubenstein and everything and how bad he wanted to win. But in theory, could there be a possibility where you bring back Burns, Santander, and add a Bregman?
Well, real quick before you hang up, Kevin, there are reports, national reports, that say the Dodgers and the Orioles are the leaders to sign Burns.
I saw that.
I use that to answer your question. I don't think the Orioles consider themselves to be out of the Burns market,
which makes you really happy, because I think any year prior, you'd assume he's gone and he'd be gone.
Yeah,
wouldn't even be a question about it.
I don't think they're out of it.
That's why I say I think I'm optimistic they may keep one of these guys. So yeah, and I'd rather have Burns. Harder to find.